During a food break at the studio, Dan took me out into the main part of the barn where the hay had been stored for years. He opened wide the big sliding barn doors so we could view the acreage of potatoes planted in all directions on his family's farm. He smiled and asked me,
"Look out there. What do you see?"
I said, "Potatoes." Wondering if this was a trick question about whether or not I could recognize crops in the field. Dan looked across his farm and saw a different view in his mind. He said,
"Ronnie, I'm going to build a stage right out there."
Pointing to where the cows in the past used for an entrance into the barn. I was always concerned with keeping the studio going, but I knew that if Dan said he was going to do something, he would do it. Dan told me,
"I have a girlfriend that I want to impress. So I told her I would throw a party and have ZZ Top play for her."
And he built the Northern Star concert stage, and ZZ Top loved playing there. When ZZ Top's stage manager arrived and saw the stage out in the country set up facing nothing but Michigan trees, he told his crew,
"We will be using all the equipment tonight, boys. We have enough room to set it up."
He was most pleased that Dan could provide them with enough power to run their lights and water to cool their laser effects. They had not been able to use a complete setup at the last few shows, and everyone was excited they would tonight. Then he wanted to know if Dan had met the required placement of the mixing console 100 feet away from the stage. He took a golf ball out of his pocket and placed it right in the center of the stage. From the time he got off the tour bus, he had been using a 9-iron as a cane. He took a swing and dropped the ball right where Dan had placed the mixing console and said,
"Yep, that's 100 feet."
The Cars played at Northern Star just before they broke up. They were so mad at each other that the roadies could not let their personal trunks touch while loading and unloading. They each had their own dressing room, and they never spoke backstage. But their music united them, and they performed like one on stage. When Dan finally disassembled the recording studio to make room for the dressing rooms at the stage, he brought the recording equipment to my home, which he was helping me build at Rocky Lake in Coral. Now, I could work on the opera without having to leave my home. I would have never been able to enjoy a musical career if not for help, support, and love from people like Dan Chapman and his family and others. They have supported me playing live and recording in their studio. When I was recording songs at Northern Star, I was asked to sing lead in a band of musicians from Montcalm County. The microphone was my only instrument, and I could concentrate on just singing. I had picked up a West Coast buzzword, and I must have said it too much because they named the band Ultra.
I was driving down the road in my car, and I hadn't drove along very far when she started to spit and sputter. I heard a cough and utter, "Remus," just before she died.
Later on, I worked at the radio station WRIZ 106.3 in downtown Lakeville, and we made most of the commercials at Rocky Lake Recording Studio. I thought it was cool when I went to church and some of the people would comment on the commercials that they'd heard that week, and they recognized my voice characterizations. I thought this: if Elton John wrote a song in the morning, even he couldn't get it played on the air that afternoon. But I could hear my work each day right after I programmed it in on the radio station's system. I thought that was very cool.
2601 South Division. We're gonna have fun this summer. That's Meyer's favorite time of year. They have so much to offer. From a picnic lunch to sporting gear. I got a hunch you'll find it here. At Meyer.
Dan Chapin always had a backstage pass for me at any of his shows. And I would help out as a gopher. Go for this and go for that. When Peter Frampton was booked at the L.C. Walker Arena in Muskegon, I thought, now I would get to see the show I missed in San Francisco. Not so fast. It was in Frampton's contract that no person could walk down the hall from the dressing rooms to the stage 1/2 hour before Peter had to use the hall. I was in the hospitality room with some of the people that put on the show when that 30 minutes started. Even though they were part of the production, none of us could leave the room until the show had ended. We ate a lot of great food, but once again, I missed every note. It was not too long ago I missed him in San Francisco, so when I met Peter later, I did not introduce myself using my last name, Knaus. I just said, Ronnie Lee here, great show, nice to meet you. I did not want him to know I missed his show twice. Time moved so fast when I first got out of high school. I was made aware how quickly when I got a 10-year reunion card in the mail. It seemed to me I graduated just a couple years ago. I had spent the last decade chasing my dreams in Northern California. I had left the Soul Generation and went west, seeking a better chance to play with a professional band. Now, Free Flight was opening shows for Santana, Journey, doing precisely what I had given up to become a father. On the day of the Eddie Money show, the band told me that if I came, they would introduce me to Eddie. Later, when I pulled into the parking lot of the Great Northern Concert Hall, the band was outside taking a break. Eddie saw me getting out of the car and said,
"Hey, Ronnie Lee, what are you doing here? You were supposed to be in California."
Then he asked,
"Do you have any new recordings of the songs in your rock opera we can listen to?"
Eddie got into the front seat of my little compact car. And when he saw the promoter of his concert trying to get in the back seat, he said,
"Sorry, bud, this is a private conversation."
Then he reached around with his elbow and locked the back door. We sat in my car and he listened to all the songs I had recorded. Eddie remembered I had turned down an offer to go on the road with my own band playing the songs out of the opera and that I had left the West Coast to become a single parent. He also knew that I had earned a federal warrant for my arrest for doing so. After the show, I went home to Coral.